tubes of his car. That's why he dropped back through the pack. He finally got rid of that, but he gave up a bunch of spots. He's now in seventh. The leaders are back in one.
It is still leading this race, John Hunter Nemechek. He'll ride the middle lane through turns one and two, following in his footsteps. His teammate, Chandler Smith, as he goes to work on Riley Herbst for second.
Chandler Smith showing a lot of patience here. He wants that second spot away from Riley Herbst. Up front, Nemechek. Everybody, again, down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Following up in that fourth spot is the 16 of A.J. Allmendinger. Then it's Justin Allgaier.
30 laps to go in stage number two. 140 to go in the race. Let's now pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Coverage of the Liuna in progress right now. John Hunter Nemechek is the race leader. I'm Doug Rice along with Mark Garrow. In the turns, it's Rob Albright, Pat Patterson. Pit road today. It is going to be Heather DeBoe, Brad Gilley, and Brett McMillan. And right now, John Hunter Nemechek, Mark Garrow, trying to take over this race.
He is stretching things out. We'll have to see what Chandler Smith can do. He's battled back from restarting seventh, now moved up into the second position, has clear racetrack ahead now to try to track down John Hunter Nemechek. At this point, the race has been dominated by two Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas. First, Chandler Smith, now John Hunter Nemechek.
The other two Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas have yet to crack the top 10 in Sheldon Creed and Eric Almirola. Almirola back for a part-time ride this year. Now battling for that second position. Riley Herbst trying to narrow the gap on Chandler Smith.
A little further back, guys. I keep watching Jesse Love, man. He just keeps showing me something every race. Right now, going to work on Sheldon Creed, trying to pick up another spot out there. But that Chevy of Jesse Love really doing a good job here today.
Jesse Love, of course, in that two machine, put on a clinic at Atlanta Motor Speedway last week. Had to start further back today, but he is gaining some ground and picking up some spots right now as he dives to the inside on Creed.
He just was very careful at the beginning of this race. Did not make any mistakes. Wanted to make three, ran every lap as his crew chief had told him to do. And now he will go after Brandon Jones.
No change up front. Watching as Cole Custer is under attack once again to the outside. A good battle side by side there coming up. Alongside is the 39 of Ryan Sieg.
Sieg now will clear Cole Custer a little farther back. Jesse Love in 12th. Going after 11th. Peeks to the inside of Brandon Jones.
Brandon Jones now will climb the banking in turn one. Dropping to the bottom of the racetrack. Right in front of Jesse Love. Love likes that inside lane. Jones apparently knew that, and he will hold him off for the time being.
Those RCR cars have really been good so far this year at both those speedway races. Jesse Love doing another good job here, going to work. Brandon Jones right in front of him, middle of three and four, trying to once again close down and pick up another spot.
65 laps down, 135 to go here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The race leader is John Hunter Nemechek.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. With 23 laps to go in stage number two, John Hunter Nemechek the leader, the rest of our top five, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, A.J. Allmendinger, and Justin Allgaier. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hey, I'm Corley Joy for Speedway Children's Charities. The mission for Speedway Children's Charities has remained true since its founding almost 40 years ago. To care for children in educational, financial, social, and medical needs in order to help them lead happy and productive lives. So many children have benefited from our group in the past, but we need your help now more than ever. There's so much we can do when we all join together, so let's start today. Visit SpeedwayCharities.org to learn more. I thank you in advance for your help.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're 70 laps into today's Xfinity race. John Hunter Nemechek is leading this race. Second place is Chandler Smith. Third place, Riley Herbst. Right now, Riley Herbst is complaining that he really feels like he's giving up some over at turns 3 and 4. Meanwhile, Justin Allgaier, who did not post a time in qualifying, started at the back of the pack. Right now, he's up running in fifth, and he says that his car cannot handle any better than it is right now. Heather Dubow.
And A.J. Allmendinger running in that fourth position. He said that right now he's about tapped out on speed, but his spotter, Coleman Presley, has really been working with him on making adjustments on the lines he's running in order to catch the guys in front of him and get better speed. One thing he told him is just enter higher into three and roll the speed up the banking. He also said exit off of two a little bit lower. He said those adjustments, when you make them, you're looking a lot quicker.
All right, thanks for those updates from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit report. There's some nice racing going on in the back of the pack. Cole Custer is back there along with Jesse Love, Sammy Smith, and Brandon Jones.
Jesse Love running right down on the white line, the bottom of the racetrack in 1 and 2. Middle group belongs to Sammy Smith. Brandon Jones battling back. Love now goes to the inside off turn 2.
He'll ride right on the bumper of Sammy Smith. Now gives Smith a little bit of a shove going into the corner, but they'll race at the bottom of the racetrack up at the top side. Brandon Jones trying to chase down Cole Custer.
Cole Custer way up on top of the racetrack. Now here's Sammy Smith. His car gets loose. He comes flying up in front of Brandon Jones. They nearly touched. Jesse Love had to back out of the gas, so there wasn't a wreck in turn 4.
Sammy Smith was riding the middle lane until Jesse Love got to his back bumper. Then he decided to block Love. Now Brandon Jones will capitalize down the back straightaway.
A little bit further ahead there, watching Parker Kligerman try to do everything he can to catch Austin Hill. Kind of gets behind a little bit of a roadblock there. The battle continues, though, with Jesse Love trying to work Brandon Jones.
And that's a fight back here for ninth, but it's the best contest on the track. It's Cole Custer, and then you've got Brandon Jones, Sammy Smith all nestled up in there, and here comes Jesse Love.
After sitting on the pole, Cole Custer has struggled during these first two stages. Even after making the round of pit stops, he's not got the car any better, hanging on to that eighth position.
Yeah, obvious to me that Smith's car is right now not handling the way he'd like it to. He will fall back about 4 car lengths. Right now, Jesse Love trying to pull up and make a move on Brandon Jones. He's got the inside track.
He looks inside as they move across the start-finish line, nearly on the apron of the racetrack. Jesse Love trying to make the move.
Jesse Love actually passed Brandon Jones a few laps ago, then got bottled up behind Sammy Smith, this time in turn number 2. Looks like he may clear Brandon Jones once again. Now he'll set his sights on Cole Custer.
Well, Jones goes up, and it was a block by Jesse Love that time that kept Brandon Jones from making that pass. And down at the bottom of the racetrack, Jesse Love will go for cover there.
Cole Custer was leading this group running ninth. He is getting some real heat now down on the inside from Jesse Love. He has that number 2 wheeling machine planted on the bottom.
Jesse's certainly learning by doing here this afternoon at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Was as far back as 15th. That's where he started this race. Now he'll bypass Cole Custer for the ninth position.
Just equally impressed with both the RCR car, that number 2, and Jesse Love, and with his ability to wheel it this afternoon. He gets way out down in front of Custer. He'll set his sights on Parker Kligerman now as he moves, or Ryan Sieg, rather.
Doug, I'm watching the Joe Gibbs Toyotas. Nemechek, Chandler Smith, 1-2. and trying to fight their way into the top 10. Eric Almirola, 13th. Sheldon Creed, 14th. A little bit surprised they're floundering back there in the top 15.
Yeah, there's a big discrepancy between that foursome from Joe Gibbs Racing here today. John Hunter Nemechek right now enjoying about an 0.8 second advantage. And, Mark, I think the safe play here is just pedal hard enough to keep the lead till you get to the end of stage two. Grab the stage points, the bonus point that comes with that, and do the best you can right now.
Nemechek, Doug, it has varied from 0.6 to 0.8 seconds, his lead over Chandler Smith. Smith cannot get any closer, at least at this point, as Nemechek is firmly in control. This is the third straight race, Doug. He's driven this car for Joe Gibbs. It's a part-time schedule for him, but he's opened the season running all three races. Seventh at Daytona, got caught up in a mess in Atlanta, and finished 32nd.
I actually think Chandler Smith might be starting to gain on him, Rob. I don't even have to look at the stopwatch.
He is, and certainly he has a lot more to gain by winning a stage than John Hunter Nemechek, who's running full-time in the Cup Series. Chandler Smith would love to catch his teammate, but two lap cars between them.
Yeah, I think it's just working that lap traffic, Doug. Look at Smith now, goes to work at the very bottom of the racetrack. And to some degree, he is closing the gap on the leader, John Hunter Nemechek.
Again, they have pulled away from Riley Herbst. Herbst running third, minus 1.7 seconds to the leader. 3.1 back to fourth place, Justin Allgaier. Fifth place, A.J. Allmendinger, 5.2 seconds back.
And now the two Toyotas don't have anybody between them. As I say that, John Hunter Nemechek is putting a lap on another automobile. But Chandler Smith will try to run him down in the next half dozen laps.
That's a long way back to Riley Herbst in that third spot. Now watching the cars start to take a little bit of a different line here. A lot of cars starting to use the top side of 3 and 4 right now as the leader races off 4.
Leaders come off of 4, back to the line. John Hunter Nemechek, about 8 car lengths back, is going to be Chandler Smith. He's cut it down to 5/10, Rob.
There's still 3 distinct lanes, Doug, in turns 1 and 2, the bottom, the middle, the top. Chandler Smith used the middle that time, closed the gap just a bit on his teammate.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Rob. He is starting to close that gap, and right now Chandler Smith is starting to go down at the very bottom of the racetrack. John Hunter Nemechek can't hold his car quite as low as Smith can.
Here's John Hunter Nemechek down to the line. 8 laps left in stage number 2. Riley Herbst now trying to gain some ground on the leaders as well.
Riley Herbst about 25 car lengths back at the second place machine of Chandler Smith, who now just is 6 cars different, separating himself from the race leader, John Hunter Nemechek.
A stage win ain't going to mean much to John Hunter Nemechek, although he's been the fastest car this stage. But right now, Chandler Smith would love to catch him. He's got about 8 car lengths now between 3 and 4 as they race all 4.
About 8 laps to go in this stage as they flash back to start finish line, and we're not trying to hype this up a little bit, but Chandler Smith was able to knock a couple of tenths off. It's down to 4/10 now.
Stage 1 dominated by Smith. Stage 2 dominated by Nemechek. Now Smith narrows that margin in just a bit more as they go to work on the lap machine off down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Dawson Cram moves up out of the way. Now will fall in behind Nemechek for just a minute, but that's just enough right there to pull Chandler Smith with and a car length and a half, make it 2 car lengths off of 4.
6 laps to go now in stage number 2. Riley Herbst falling back from this lead duo and starting to close in on his back bumper is Justin Allgaier.
If we stay green for the next 5 laps, they'll settle up between themselves. Nemechek goes to the middle, all the way to the bottom is Chandler Smith trying to find some clean air, just a couple of car lengths of separation.
Well, if he wants to win this stage, he's going to have to beat John Hunter Nemechek because he's not going to give it to him just for being a teammate. We know that. 5 car lengths, make it 6 car lengths, separate first and second now, racing at the bottom of the racetrack off turn 4.
The 5 laps to go, and they cross the stripe this time, and the advantage for John Hunter Nemechek is measured now in car lengths. We'll call it 3 back to Chandler Smith.
John Hunter Nemechek will go to the bottom group. Chandler Smith to the mid lane as they come off turn number 2. They'll move to the inside now of the car of Jeremy Clements. He's now the guy in the way.
Smith works the inside against Jeremy Clements. Now Clements moves up the racetrack. The battle continues up front, and again, car lengths call it about 6 between first and second.
Getting down to crunch time in stage number 2. 4 laps to go. The leaders across the stripe climb back to the banking in turn 1.
As we saw all last year, you get toward the end of the season, and stage wins really count for something. Chandler Smith, he'll do all that he can, but he's running in that dirty air, still about a car length and a half back. Now he tightens that gap up just that much more down the Nellis straightaway. Here comes Chandler Smith. Got a good head of steam. Gets within a car length. Call it a half a car length. Now on the bumper of the leader as they work all four.
This is the closest that Smith has been to Nemechek. It's a single car length as they go across the start-finish line. Three laps to go here in stage one.
How hard will John Hunter Nemechek battle to maintain this lead over his young teammate? They're both in the bottom groove around the racetrack off of turn number two. And down the long back straightaway.
Not going to be any traffic to speak of in front of them right now. John Hunter Nemechek call it three car lengths, four car lengths as they get into turn three. Smith's car seems to work the very bottom of the racetrack better than the 20. 20 washes up the racetrack. He'll lose some distance now.
Chandler Smith closing in on John Hunter Nemechek. Two laps left in stage number two. The leaders have broken away from Raleigh Herbst.
After falling four car lengths back, going into turn number one, the gap is a single car length. Nemechek drifts up off the bottom. He opens the inside momentarily. Chandler Smith took a peek down there.
Nemechek will lead down to Nellis straightaway. Once again, Chandler Smith. This is where usually Chandler Smith can beat Nemechek just a little bit. This time, Nemechek washes up the racetrack just a hair. Not very much. Not going to open the door.
One lap to go to decide stage one here. John Hunter Nemechek once again maintains about a single car length.
How much pressure will Chandler Smith put on? Nemechek will use the low line. Left side tires against the white line. Chandler Smith moves up a link. Nemechek now tries to block him and does so.
Wow, what a race for the stage win. Here comes Chandler Smith. He's going to work to the bottom of the racetrack. Nemechek tries to hold on. They stay side by side, but it's Chandler Smith who's going to rock it off to get the stage win.
He powers off the inside of turn four up in front of John Hunter Nemechek at the line. Chandler Smith has gone two for two. He wins both stages of the Liuna here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. John Hunter Nemechek was second. Riley Herbst third across the stripe. Justin Allgaier fourth. Fifth, A.J. Allmendinger. Austin Hill was sixth. Seventh, Jesse Love. Parker Kligerman eighth. Ninth, Cole Custer. And 10th was Ryan Sieg.
Why do challenge flags only exist in football? Think how useful they'd be in real life. Like when you're positive it's not your turn to walk the dog. Challenge flag. The neighbor's kid says it wasn't their ball that dented your car door. Challenge flag. Your friend paid you back, but you definitely don't remember that? Boom. Challenge flag. Imagine settling a disagreement with an instant replay. Why isn't the world like that? I guess it's because it's technically impossible. You know one thing no one would ever challenge? Protecting your home and auto with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Just three yellow flags on the day here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Two of them for stage breaks. We'll be back with pit stops in a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway getting ready for pit stops at the end of stage number two of the Liuna Xfinity Series race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Want to remind you again, tomorrow we're on the air at 2:30 Eastern Time for the Pennzoil 400. Joey Logano will lead them to the green flag.
So waiting now for pit stops here at the end of stage number two in a race that right now looks like the Chandler Smith benefit. He wins both of the stages, dominated the first one, had to come on and make the pass late in stage number two. Been a clean race, too. Only one incident put Sam Mayer out of the race. That happened fairly early on. The other two breaks in the green flag running were both stage breaks. We've completed 92 laps with 108 to go. Let's drop it down to the pit road and Heather DeBow.
Parker Kligerman, running in that seventh position, said he still needs more help turning, so they're going to do two more rounds in the right rear to free him up with tape on the grill. Also, the 16 of A.J. Allmendinger in. He needs help turning as well without freeing him up too much. I mentioned before he wants more speed, and that's what he thinks he needs to catch the leaders. Brad Gilley.
Cole Custer way too loose on the racetrack. They're going to go back on the adjustments they did at the stage one pit stop. Meanwhile, Ryan Sieg way too tight. They actually made a track bar adjustment on the right side of that car. Four tires in Sunoco all the way around. Brett McMillan.
Much more smooth this time for Chandler Smith. Finishing up a four-tire change, filling up with Sunoco fuel. 14.8 second stop for him as he heads back out.
As they come off of pit road, Smith this time went in first, comes out first. Riley Herbst gains a spot. He is second. John Hunter Nemechek third. Austin Hill up two to fourth. A.J. Allmendinger holds on to fifth. Plus three, Cole Custer. Jesse Love, the seventh driver, coming off the pit lane.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Liuna.
This is NASCAR racer Michael Waltrip with Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports. I'm inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. This NASCAR season, me and Echo Park will be arriving to the tracks early to meet fans over a cup of coffee and check out some of their cars. Plus, you can win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Ooh, talk about a whole new meaning to pre-race jitters. Echo Park, every car, happy owner.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house. Even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Throughout the week, PRN has some great programming. Z-Max Country at the track with Lenny Baticki. Fast Talk with Doug Rice. Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan. And then you've got me every day with a little daily dose of NASCAR news with Garage Pass. It's sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. We're getting ready for stage number three here in Las Vegas. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together.
Here's Christopher Bell.
My Toyota Camry TRD race car isn't cheap to build and prepare. I have a pit crew that maintains and fixes my equipment. I have a spotter high above the track watching my back, talking me through turns and potential dangers on the track. I physically train to handle the stress of driving. And I have software helping my crew chief and engineers make the right strategy calls. And with all this, I never take my eyes off the road, and neither should you. One distraction can change everything in one instant.
Twenty-five cars on the lead lap. They'll turn them loose next time by with 105 laps to go. Chandler Smith, the race leader. Riley Herbst second. Third is John Hunter Nemechek. Austin Hill fourth. Fifth, A.J. Allmendinger. Cole Custer sixth. Seventh is Jesse Love. Justin Allgaier is 8th, 9th, Ryan Sieg, and 10th, Sammy Smith.
Eric Almirola, 11th, 12th, Brandon Jones, Parker Kligerman, 13th, 14th, Corey Heim with Brennan Poole, 15th, 16th, it's Sheldon Creed, Josh Williams, 17th, 18th, Jeb Burton, Anthony Alfredo, 19th, Kyle Weatherman in 20th.
21st is Haley Deegan, Kyle Sieg is 22nd, 23rd is Leland Honeyman Jr., 24th is Ryan Ellis, 25th, last car on the lead lap is J.J. Yaley, and they're in front of Pat Patterson, ready to get back to business.
Yeah, this has been fun to watch this afternoon. Pace car brings them real slowly right out of turn number four. And once again, these two guys up front are going to get after it with each other, Chandler Smith and John Hunter Nemechek, Riley Hurts, and Austin Hill.
Toyota Super Pace car pulls on the pit lane field in the Geico restart zone, ready to start the third and final stage here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Down on the inside, it's John Hunter Nemechek, gets a big shove from Austin Hill.
The race leader each time is elected to start on the top side. That's what Chandler Smith did, but he's got his hands full with teammate John Hunter Nemechek as they race side by side on turn two.
It's a Toyota battle there side by side as they race down the Nellis straightaway. Nemechek alongside Chandler Smith. Nemechek at the bottom. Got a nose out in front of Smith, but Smith is fighting back on the outside.
Smith won't let him go. Nemechek slides up. They nearly make contact at the line on the outside. It's Chandler Smith by 2 feet.
They may be teammates, but they're fierce competitors, both of them right now. John Hunter Nemechek, left side tires below the white line in turn two. Battling back on the top side is Chandler Smith.
And they stay side by side. Carbon copy of the last lap. Who will lead down here in three? They stay together. Once again, Nemechek with a nose out in front. Now he lets his car slide up the racetrack. Chandler Smith falls into the second spot.
Nemechek will take over the lead here by a car length. And it's Chandler Smith, four back to Riley Herbst. And it's Austin Hill, side by side, battle for the fifth spot.
That is on the bottom of the racetrack. Cole Custer, who has not shown the strength that he did in qualifying the other day, to his outside, J.J. Allmendinger. And now here comes Justin Allmendinger to battle.
Nemechek, Smith, then it's Riley Herbst and Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, and Justin Allgaier. That's the way the front five work as they get down into turns three and four. Allgaier now trying to take that fourth spot away from A.J. Allmendinger.
Meanwhile, just behind them, Jesse Love going to the inside of Cole Custer. Also there, Sammy Smith, along with Ryan Sieg and Eric Almirola.
Jesse Love has struggled just a little bit on restarts, but he's just making certain that he does not make that big mistake that we talked about earlier. Sammy Smith, now he goes to work on Cole Custer.
Battle for the lead again. Here comes Chandler Smith, bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to work his way underneath John Hunter Nemechek. Nemechek's going to have the advantage on the outside.
Dead heat down the front stretch here as they flash across the start-finish line. At the line, it looks like it is going to be Chandler Smith by about 2 feet.
And they can continue to race door-to-door because nobody putting any pressure from behind. Closest to them is Riley Herbst. He sits about six car lengths back.
I was getting ready to say Riley Herbst will be just fine if they keep going side-by-side because he'd like to catch up and be part of this. He's about seven car lengths off of the second place running Chandler Smith now. That's the way they race all four.
So 101 laps complete, still 99 to go in this Xfinity Series race here at Las Vegas. Good battle for fourth. It's Hill being trailed by Allgaier with Allmendinger trying to close in.
Justin Allgaier all over the back bumper of Austin Hill. He'll follow him into the turn all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Big wiggle behind him. A.J. Allmendinger, he stays in the throttle.
Down the Nellis straightaway once again. No change up front, first, second, and third. Justin Allgaier trying to close down that fourth spot of Austin Hill. Everybody working the very bottom of the racetrack. A.J. Allmendinger behind him.
I do want to mention Haley Deegan's having a pretty decent run today, Mark. She's 18th right now. She was the last car on the lead lap, just logging some laps. She ran well out here in the one Xfinity race she ran last year. I think she finished like 13th. Stay out of trouble. Get laps in. I think that's goal number one for her. If you can knock down a couple of top 20s along the way, that's good.
She also has run four truck races here, Doug. And remember in 2019 at the Bullring over here on the dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a bump and run. She led only one lap, but it was the one that counted as she grabbed the victory in that K&N Pro Series West race.
Now let's go downstairs to Brad Gilley.
Doug, give you a little bit of an update on Haley Deegan. During that second stage, they were actually worried that she was not going to be on pace to be able to stay on the lead lap. She actually did that and then some. The biggest problem she's fighting with that number 15 is the fact that the car has been plowing tight all afternoon. On the two pit stops they've been able to make, they've been working on it, trying to get it better.
All right, thanks a lot for the update there, Brad Gilley. Meanwhile, up front, John Hunter Nemechek, Chandler Smith, and Riley Herbst hanging on to that third spot. Mark, those three have been in the fight all day long.
They certainly have. Austin Hill trying to do what he can to catch up Justin Allgaier, but Doug, it seems like they're a step too slow. The cars that have been out front, basically top three, remain in those positions.
Currently, we have completed 104 laps, 96 to go in the Liuna.
Hey race fans, you may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com and stay tuned for more updates as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend, June 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
93 laps remain here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Top five read like this. John Hunter Nemechek, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars. And trucks, SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, a little of everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 90 laps to go in this Xfinity Series race, the third of 2024. Doug, they're scoring Ryan Sieg in the 10th position. This is a good race for him. He's had a couple of great runs out here in Las Vegas, was third and fifth back there in 2020. His 337th start, still looking for his first win. He was a runner-up at Iowa in 2017, a runner-up at Talladega in 2020.
And Pat Patterson, while we were in break, we got a change for the lead out here.
Yeah, these two up front have been really racing each other hard. Now Chandler Smith's going to take the lead. Nemechek is going to chase the rabbit around as they get back to the stripe.
Chandler Smith back on point. Shouldn't be really surprised. He's only raced here in the Xfinity Series twice, but in those two races, two top fives, and the average 3.5 per finish. So his experience here is limited, but it's always been at a high level.
And again, led a bunch of laps here last year. Shoulda, coulda, woulda won that race. At one point, I think we were willing to concede it, but wore out his tires just a bit. So again, we want to remind you, PRN on the air, 2:30 Eastern time tomorrow, as Joey Logano will lead them to the green flag for the Pennzoil 400. And again, as we talked about earlier, Doug, in our qualifying show, This is the race that really begins to test you, not only on the Xfinity Series, but the Cup Series, to tell you what you really have.
It's not the outlier that Atlanta and Daytona are. We got a pretty good battle back here with Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier. They are fighting it out for fourth, Pat.
Half a car length, the distance, and now Hill at the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier to the outside, got a big run of steam. Can he get beside the 21 and make a pass? No, the 21 moves up and blocks him.
As they come down to the stripe, there's going to be 87 laps to go in this race. Everything pretty well strung out. Brandon Jones now has some company back there. Corey Heim trying to close in as they battle for 13th.
Corey Heim, of course, driving for Sam Hunt Racing this weekend, just trying to get them a good finish. He's just a car length back of Brandon Jones and turning in a very good performance this afternoon. Yeah, Corey Heim got a really interesting paint scheme on that car, kind of orange and black, really kind of hard to see, almost stealth-like. About four car lengths now off of Brandon Jones as they work off of turn four.
And they're working well back in the pack here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, fighting for that spot. Brandon Jones right now holding off of the charge from Corey Heim.
Ahead of them, though, Pat, that fight for fourth just continues to rage, and it's been going on for about 15 laps between Hill and Allgaier. Yeah, that's a good matchup, it is, and Justin Allgaier has done a really great job this afternoon just working his way from the back. Right now, about a car length and a half to separate the two off four.
Here's John Hunter Nemechek. He's caught the back bumper of Chandler Smith there, nose to tail in turn number one.
They're having their own little party, but as they continue to fight one another, Riley Herbst is creeping ever closer. He's now within about 10 car lengths in this fight for the race lead. Down to Nellis straightaway. That's the way they run. Once again, out in front is John Hunter Nemechek and Chandler Smith. Or excuse me, Chandler Smith out in front. John Hunter Nemechek right behind. Riley Herbst about 8 car lengths back.
I think Riley Herbst is the guy that's benefiting from this tussle up front as Chandler Smith leads him across the line. There's Nemechek. Let's call it about 8 car lengths back to third place running Riley Herbst.
Last time we were here, Riley Herbst turned this thing into a snoozer. It was a one-man show. He's very competitive here this afternoon, but doesn't seem to yet show anything for these two Toyotas up front.
Well, just keep them in sight and keep them close, and if they make a mistake, Riley Herbst there to capitalize, and if they get a caution flag later on in the race, he knows he's got a pit again. Riley Herbst, though, staying right up there with the front duo.
Here's Allgaier now. High, wide, and handsome in turn number four, up against the fence. He powers around Austin Hill. Move Justin Allgaier now up to the fourth spot as they flash across the stripe with 83 to go.
It took Allgaier long enough that he's now half straightaway back of the race leaders, and Chandler Smith continues to feel some heat from teammate John Hunter Nemechek.
Allgaier will move off of turn number two, about 4 to 5 car lengths in front of Austin Hill. He races down the Nellis straightaway. Once again to the bottom of the racetrack goes the Brandt Chevrolet. As they work turns three and four, no change up front.
82 laps remain here in the race called the Liuna at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-646-4407. 800-646-4407. 800-646-4407. That's 800-646-4407.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Well, make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. Chandler Smith, your leader, with 80 laps to go, followed by John Hunter Nemechek, Riley Herbst, Justin Allgaier, and Austin Hill. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
this is Doug Rice of PR.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Has stalled at the end of the pit lane, so the Funkaway machine right now is simply in the way, and they got to push it out of there.
Kind of in a funky place.
Yes, it is. All right, I think we've done enough of that. So, anyway, but this is just our fourth yellow of the day. And, Mark, been a remarkably clean race. I mean, this is just a stall car on the track. This should be a really quick yellow flag situation here as the laps have been flying by.
I think, Doug, this will be a great opportunity for these teams to pit, get tires, and put on some Goodyear radials and fill up with some Sunoco fuel, and I think they might be able to get the rest of the way.
Well, everybody pitted back on about lap 93. We're on lap 123 right now. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Interesting scenario. 77 laps to go in this race. Remember last week on the mile and a half at Atlanta Motor Speedway, they went over 80 laps on Sunoco fuel. Those engines were more restricted. Now that we have 77 laps to go, you would think they might be close, but they're just outside of it. 8 to 10 laps shy on making it on the final tank of Sunoco fuel. This might be a little bit of a mixed bag on pit strategy. We'll see what happens when it opens up.
Somebody is going to want to go for it, right?
Just absolutely.
As they did last week. And that always makes things, you're talking about speed and strategy. And the gas mileage races sometimes can get pretty interesting at the end.
And I appreciate Brad's insight there, because a lot of that strategy could come down to how long does this caution wave? Is it a three-lap caution that lets you save a little bit more? Or is it a real quickie yellow and they get back to business? We'll take a break, come back, and reset the field.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The green light is flashing. Pit road is going to be open. Let's see how many takers we'll have this time. Chandler Smith is on the point. Will he elect to pit? We'll see if he drops down off the banking of turn number 4. He will indeed. Is he going to fake it? Is he coming onto pit road? He does. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And first in on my end is going to be Parker Kligerman. They said they're going to pit no matter what, but they're going to make an adjustment to go 2 rounds up on the track bar to help him with handling. Also in is A.J. Allmendinger from the 5th position. He said right now he's just stuck in the middle between being a little bit too free and then also building tight as the run went on. So they're going to make some slight adjustments on the 16. Brad Gilley.
Cole Custer starts free, builds tight. They're going to pack him tight with Sunoco Racing Fuel. It's going to be a 4-tire change for him. Also in, Ryan Sieg, Eric Almirola, Brett McMillan.
Chandler Smith is in. He's getting a 4-tire change. His strength is 1 and 2. They're going to give him a little air pressure to help him in 3 and 4. Riley Herbst also in. He was sliding up the track. big Edmund air pressure adjustment to help with that.
Off the pit lane, John Hunter Nemechek wins the slow speed drag race. He gets in front of teammate Chandler Smith. Austin Hill third off the pit lane, followed by Riley Herbst, Justin Allgaier, A.J. Allmendinger, Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, Eric Almirola, and Parker Kligerman.
I will take a commercial break. When we come back, we'll reset the running order here in the Liuna. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, a lot of different plans within plans being planned out on pit road. Let's go down to Heather DeBow.
Well, the good news for Parker Kligerman is that they gained a spot on pit road there, but they're also still going to be 12 to 15 laps short on fuel. I also heard in the conversation between the aid of Sammy Smith and his team that everybody will have to pit again for fuel. Brad Gilley?
Hearing about the same thing, Heather, 8 to 10 laps shy on fuel, and that's actually good news because that means they're not going to be in fuel save mode. They're going to be getting after it when the green comes out. Brett McMillan.
That's pretty much exactly what I'm hearing. Nobody can make it. 12 laps or so is what I'm hearing as well, Brad.
All right, great there. Great report there from our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters.
Somebody's not telling the truth. Somebody is going to try to stretch it the whole way if we go green to the end, which is probably not going to be the case. Next time by, we are going to get the one-to-go signal. John Hunter Nemechek is your leader. Chandler Smith, second. Austin Hill, third. Riley Herbst is fourth. Fifth, Justin Allgaier. A.J. Allmendinger, sixth. Seventh, Cole Custer. Sammy Smith, eighth. Ninth, Eric Almirola. Parker Kligerman in 10th.
Brandon Jones is 11th. 12th is Sheldon Creed. Ryan Sieg is 13th. Jesse Love, 14th. Corey Heim is 15th. Jeb Burton rides 16th. 17th belongs to Josh Williams. Haley Deegan is 18th. 19th to Brennan Poole. And Leland Honeyman Jr. is 20th.
Anthony Alfredo, 21st. Kyle Sieg, 22nd. Then J.J. Yaley, 23rd, with Ryan Ellis, 24th. Last car on the lead lap in 25th is Kyle Weatherman. Minus one in 26th is going to be Patrick Emmerling. Dawson Cram will get 27th. 28th is Nick Lights. Jeremy Clements, minus one in 29th. Minus two in 30th, Garrett Smithley.
31st belongs to Joey Gase. He's minus two. B.J. McLeod, 32nd. 33rd, Blaine Perkins. C.J. McLaughlin is 34th. 35th is Parker Retzloff. He's off the course right now. Sage Karen being scored minus 45 is 36. Shane Van Gisbergen is out in 37. 38th is Sam Meyer. He's also out of the event.
They're stacking up now, two by two in front of Pat Patterson.
Yes, they are. Lights are off on the pace car, and once again, the wind's kind of died down a little bit, so we got ourselves a good run to the finish here up front. Same two guys have just been at it with one another all afternoon. Chandler Smith, John Hunter Nemechek on the front row, Austin Hill, Riley Herbst, then it's Justin Allgaier alongside A.J. Allmendinger. Here we go.
So as they enter the Geico restart zone, they look up ahead. NASCAR starter Kyle Hicks, is he ready to wave the green flag? He is. We're going to go green again with 72 to go. Nemechek with a push from Austin Hill has the lead in one.
Deja vu. We've seen this movie before a couple of times with the two Toyotas up front, but Austin Hill got a great pit stop. He'll now race alongside Chandler Smith, the runner-up.
Nemechek out front. Hill battling to the inside there with Chandler Smith.
really tight formation into turns number three now. Out front, Nemechek by two car lengths. That's the way the race all four.
The Joe Gibbs Toyotas 1 and 2 right now as they come back to the line. Give the lead to John Hunter Nemechek. Then it's Chandler Smith. Then it's the Chevrolet of Austin Hill.
Pretty much the same top five we've seen almost all race long. It is Riley Herbst. He'll squeeze up in between the car of Austin Hill and the car of Justin Allgaier. He's got four. Battle for a lead once again. Out in front is John Hunter Nemechek and Chandler Smith right behind. Four car lengths back to Austin Hill. Riley Herbst is there. Justin Allgaier battling his teammate on the outside of Sammy Smith.
Smith almost comes up from the inside of the track into the driver's door of Allgaier. Allgaier now gets a shot in the back bumper from Cole Custer.
After starting the afternoon shotgun, Justin Allgaier quickly raced his up to the top five, but he's not gotten any higher than fourth. Right now he finds himself in the sixth position.
That's going to back up to a side-by-side battle for Sammy Smith, now being challenged by Cole Custer. That's for about the sixth or seventh spot as they work the bottom of the racetrack. Best two-car side-by-side battle coming off of turn four. Parker Kligerman is going after with Eric Almirola.
That's a battle for the eighth spot back there. Parker Kligerman down on the bottom of the racetrack. Almirola up top behind them. It's another side-by-side battle. Brandon Jones, A.J. Allmendinger.
Eric Almirola has had a very quiet afternoon, starting fairly deep. Now finding himself in the top ten. He continues side-by-side with Parker Kligerman down the back stretch.
Almirola tries to get the position. Kligerman not quite giving it away, but now he'll get the spot in the 19 car. That kicks Kligerman back to work against Brandon Jones to the outside.
Brandon Jones gets a great run at the exit of turn four. He powers around the Parker Kligerman machine. A.J. Allmendinger will follow, and here's Jeb Burton and Ryan Sieg joining that battle.
Ahead of that group, things tightening up for the third position. Riley Herbst takes a peek to the inside of Austin Hill. Gets him just a little bit sideways off turn two.
Side-by-side battle, Ford versus Chevrolet for the third spot now. Down the Nellis straightaway into turn three. It is the number 99, the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to get position over the 21 off four.
A native Las Vegasian, it is Riley Herbst sliding up to the third spot. Moves Austin Hill back one more. And hanging on there in fifth, where he's been about all day, Rob, is Justin Allgaier.
And Justin Allgaier in the last green flag run battled lap after lap for the fourth position with Austin Hill. Now he's going to have to do that all over again, this time down the back straightaway.
Allgaier will trail by about four car lengths now on Austin Hill, who's in that fourth spot. Bottom of the racetracks where the Brandt Chevy will run. It's a long way back to the sixth position of Cole Custer.
Watching Brandon Jones back there, he's got 10th. Parker Kligerman is back there also now. He's getting a challenge from A.J. Allmendinger. Allmendinger pulls up to his passenger door in turn one.
Brandon Jones has been in the top 10 or right at the back of the top 10 pretty much all afternoon long. It has seemed almost like he's always been in a fight with somebody on the racetrack.
They continue to battle. Once again, Jones will fall in behind Allmendinger. Behind him is Parker Kligerman with Ryan Sieg. And that's where you'll find Jeb Burton behind that group. Everybody digging at the bottom of the racetrack.
Jeb Burton right now rides in the 13th spot, just trying to claw out a decent finish here today at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Right in front of him, it's side-by-side battle with Ryan Sieg and Parker Kligerman.
Ryan Sieg spent pretty much most of the afternoon in the top 10 after a slow pit stop this last time. He's having to work his way backwards. He'll clear Parker Kligerman off too.
That's the way they'll race down the Nellis straightaway. Once again, no change up with the first five cars, six cars, seven cars. Once again, it's Eric Almirola trying to hold on to his spot. He's going to be challenged by A.J. Allmendinger again in a minute.
As they come across the stripe, 64 laps to go in this race. We pick up Allmendinger and Almirola now in turn one.
The reason we're not talking about the top five, they are about 10 car lengths apart from each position. In turn number one, things tightening up as they hustle out turn number two. Eric Almirola hanging on over A.J. Allmendinger.
Allmendinger looking for ground. He's going all over the racetrack trying to find a way to pick up a little bit of speed to get around the 19 car. Not able to do it. Behind him, about seven cars links back, is the number nine car, Brandon Jones.
Mark, I don't want to get out over my skis here, but we've got a pretty good sample size as we've completed 137 laps, 63 to go. The Joe Gibbs Toyotas of Chandler Smith and John Hunter Nemechek at this point and throughout the race have just looked superior to everybody else.
They have, Doug, and this top five right now is kind of how it's looked all day. It looks like Nemechek has had the best car, Chandler Smith the second best, Riley Herbst the third best, Austin Hill the fourth, Justin Allgaier Meyer came from the back of the pack, but he's not shown the speed to go up there and tangle with the lead machines. And this is just kind of the way this race is playing out right now. Watching Haley Deegan, she's in the 13th spot trying to hold off Jeb Burton there in turn one.
We're at the bottom of the racetrack in turn number one. Haley Deegan in a single car team is putting herself quite well here, just as she did, Pat, a year ago in the Xfinity Series.
Well, and that's what you want to see. You want her to make those laps and get that experience and develop that racecraft. Doing a good job this afternoon, midway through 3 and 4, in the number 15 car. Deegan doing a good job of staying out in front right now, Jeb Burton.
We'll follow that back around one more time as Deegan leads Burton. She got around him by about 3 car lengths. She's got a ways to go if she wants to catch Kligerman.
We've also got another car. That's the machine of Corey Heim. He's in that mix. And Jesse Lovelace battled his way into the top 7, has now struggled on this recent restart. Four positions back of Haley Deegan.
Yeah, his car has not been anywhere near it as what it's been all afternoon. For Haley Deegan now, she's being challenged by Jeb Burton. Only a car length off the bottom of the racetrack. Burton looking for running room as Jesse Love tries to fight back in that one.
Corey Heim slides up the racetrack, so move Jesse Love up one spot. Josh Williams trying to get a twofer there to move up as well. We have 60 laps to go here in Las Vegas for the third Xfinity Series race in 2024. John Hunter Nemechek, the leader, by 0.8 of a second over teammate Chandler Smith. We're back.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
John Hunter Nemechek continues to lead here at Las Vegas with 58 laps to go. He has a one-second advantage over Riley Herbst. Chandler Smith is third. Fourth is Austin Hill. Fifth is Justin Allgaier. The rest of the top 10, Cole Custer, Sammy Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Eric Almirola, and Brandon Jones. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Austin Hill is just about to pounce on Chandler Smith across the start-finish line. Chandler Smith trying to hold off Hill by about 2 car lengths.
Chandler Smith really struggling in this run. He's lost the second position to Riley Herbst, hanging on the third just by a couple of car lengths as he works on the back of Dawson Cram's machine down the back straightaway.
Well, I wonder if he's struggling, Rob, or I wonder if he's backing up a little bit, just thinking that maybe what he wants to do is to save some fuel at this point. But Austin Hill is beginning to close in on him about 4 car lengths off of 4.
Well, let's get some answers on Chandler Smith. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brett McMillan.
Now, the answer we're getting from Chandler Smith is the car just doesn't feel right, not handling like it has been all race. especially in the right rear. He thinks the air pressure adjustment they did during this last stop was not the answer.
So he's dropped off. I say dropped off the pace. He's still in third place right now, out there cruising around. So pretty good run going on. Top five look like this. It's John Hunter Nemechek, Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, Austin Hill, and Justin Allgaier.
So now we have 52 laps to go in this race. Leaders are back in one.
Watch the leader, John Hunter Nemechek, maintaining his advantage over the second-place machine of Riley Herbst. He'll work down the back straightaway. Herbst looks like he may be gaining just a bit of ground, Pat.
Maybe a little bit right now. Once again, it's a long way to second place. All the way back now to third place, you watch Austin Hill. He's beginning to search for some grip. Top side of the racetrack, starting to use different parts of the racetrack to maintain his position.
Still got a big chunk of racing to do here. More than 25% of this race left to unfold here as Riley Herbst is 1.1 second back of Nemechek.
Just about to have a change maybe in the third position, going all the way to the bottom is Austin Hill. He tries to get to the inside left quarter panel, Chandler Smith, but Smith so far able to hang on.
Well, Hill needs to go because he can see Justin Allgaier getting bigger in his mirror as Allgaier bears down a little bit in turns three and four. About 10, 12 car lengths back to the seven, the Brandt number seven, but Chandler Smith is out in front of the 21.
Nemechek now has moved away from Riley Herbst by 1.2 seconds, 3.2 back. Chandler Smith.
Chandler Smith a lap ago was under fire from Austin Hill. Austin Hill now has slipped back about a dozen car lengths. This time in turns one and two, he's trying to top and he hasn't run down up there all afternoon long.
Yeah, well, again, I don't know exactly what's wrong with Chandler Smith's car, but he's able to maintain pace right there with this group he's running with as they race off turn four. It's a long way back to Austin Hill.
We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We continue under green with 49 laps to go here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Liuna for the Xfinity Series. And yes, that's the name, the Liuna.
And that is a labor group, just in case you're wondering, as this race continues to unfold. It has pretty much been a race dominated today by John Hunter Nemechek. When he hasn't been at the point, Chandler Smith has been. And Mark, we've talked about Chandler Smith losing some ground. He is